This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. First Bill Curry Ford. If you are in the market for a brand new Ford vehicle or a vehicle of the Ford or other major make and model, they have many others on the lot. Find your way to Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry and ask to speak to General Manager Sean Sullivan. Tell him you're a listener of mine. Sean has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. Sean also writes the $1,000 checks for every winner of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues, including a check to me this year in the league that Sean actually plays in tangibly. You do ask for Sean Sullivan. If you cannot find Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. Grace will find Sean Sullivan for you, and you tell Sean you are a listener of mine. And I said, my car buying experience was what you want to have. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group, also longtime supporters of mine, both on podcasts and golf tournaments. Jeremy Roberts, the marketing director of Brandon Legal Group, recently was on my team. And when I say my team at a golf tournament, it's my team hosting the event. I do not play in my own golf tournaments because I want to be a good host. I don't think you can do both, so I choose to be a good host. I can play golf 355 other days of the year when I'm not hosting golf tournaments. So thanks to Jeremy Roberts and Brandon Legal Group for helping me host Good vs. Evil Chapter 6 at Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club. Simple message from Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm, so if you have a need for something like family law or divorce, or you have some other need, they are full-service. So if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can reach out to them for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Couple of sad notes off the top. Two people I want to mention because I not only knew these two people in the Tampa Bay area, but a lot of people did, and we've lost both in the last week or so. Separately, let me first talk about Dick Daly. Dick was in his late 70s. Richard Daly is the name on his business card. What a sense of humor. And if you have a name like Dick Daly, you better damn well have a sense of humor. A voice that carried five times further than mine. I was famously playing a wonderful round of golf with Drew Garabo at Old Memorial, and it was quiet and pristine except for one voice, and that was the voice of Richard Daly talking to his caddy as he walked the fairways and greens and tee boxes in the group, I think two or three behind us. That's how much Dick's voice carried. He was always enthusiastic to greet. He meant a lot to the sports community in the Tampa Bay area, from the pursuit of Major League Baseball to the hosting of the Valspar Championship by the Copperheads at Innisbrook in more recent years. We also shared a very good common friend in Tom Tomczak, who I would often sit with Tom and Dick Daly, and sometimes other guests, just bullshitting. And I was probably doing the least amount of talking. With those guys, I just enjoyed listening. Sad that Richard Daly passed away at the age of 78. And one more time, because he had a sense of humor about it, Dick Daly, it's not just a name, it's a way of life. Steve, I never knew how to pronounce his last name. It looks like Mikesell, M-I-K-E-S-E-L-L. Steve, I knew not only through the Todd Wright Tour, and particularly a gentleman named Mark, who is a team captain, and Mark first told me of Steve's condition around Super Bowl weekend. Steve was the VIP bar manager at the VIP club bar manager at the Amp in Tampa, where I have had tickets for various events for a few years running. Now, obviously, some of that interrupted due to the COVID outbreak. But Steve is terrific to me. And he was terrific to a lot of people who visited the VIP tent, once called the Tito's Club. I didn't know he was the bar manager. I didn't know he had worked there since the venue opened in 2004. He did so many other nice things for people in the Tampa Bay area, a background I wasn't aware of. I talked to Steve at the concerts exclusively and kept trying to get him to play in one of my golf tournaments. One of the shows I went to last year, I gave Steve a Todd Wright Tour hat. I can only hope he got to wear it a little bit before his untimely death a week or so ago. Even Brian and Maria of Live Nation, locally with the venue in Tampa, the Mid-Florida Credit Amphitheater, they sent out a wonderful note about Steve and what he brought to the shows and how he enhanced the experience for them and for guests like me. And he did. Enthusiasm, kindness, even an occasional free drink, which he's not really allowed to do. Steve was 53. I just found out today Steve was born exactly 1 week after me. Yikes, Steve. That scares the shit out of me. And you went way too young. So, just wanted to bring up Richard Daly, Steve Meixel, just because I felt it was the right thing to do. Let me spin this to a bit lighter note. Jeff Thompson, longtime friend of mine that I wasn't familiar with until recently, a professor of journalism at the University of Florida. Jeff had been asking me for a while to speak to his class. He finally got me to do it. I don't do many things like this anymore. I just don't feel the need to do them. Honestly, I'm not that comfortable doing them. And part of me, who the hell am I to give career advice to the current college generation about what they should and shouldn't do? Yeah, I've had some success, but the business changes all the time. It's why I'm not working full-time anymore by choice. But Steve still asked me to do it. He wanted me to talk about my journey, how I got in, why I got out, and some other things that I do now. And a couple of his students asked me some questions. So thank you, Alex. Thank you, Zach, for your attention. Thank you, Jeff, for thinking enough of me to speak to your class. I did do it via Zoom. Perhaps in the future, if you'd like me to come back, I will do it in person. I obviously don't live in Gainesville. It's just far enough to where I'd have to block out a day to do it. And we obviously have all learned the power of Zoom and Skype over the last couple of years to get things done. So for the students of that class, thank you for your attention, however much you gave me. And Jeff Thompson, thank you for having me speak to your group. I just wanted to add one more thing in this Toddcast. Why are we still covering introductory press conferences for NFL head coaches? Now, I know this could apply to Major League Baseball head coaches, NBA head coaches, NHL head coaches, but I'm just going to focus on NFL head coaches because for other reasons, there's been a big spotlight on the hiring of NFL head coaches in the last month or so. My observation is, well, first of all, I didn't watch 1 second, live or otherwise, of any of the introductory press conferences for any of the head coaches. None. You all know what teams hired. Heck, the Rams might have to have one here at some point in the near future if McVay decides to take Amazon money and step away to have kids and raise them and then go coach later when his kids are old enough to you know, hang around the team. Nothing apparently was said in any of these press conferences that was worth me listening to. I didn't hear a damn thing. And that's the way most of these are. You know, Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com said, I think a year ago, why do the coaches wear a suit and tie to these press conferences? Because they're not even allowed to wear a suit and tie when we see them on the sideline coaching. Mike, can we take it a step further? Why are we having these press conferences? They all say the same thing. Most of them are full of shit. Most of them don't accomplish what they say they're going to do. It's disingenuous. And don't give me, well, it's always been done this way. That's no reason to keep doing something. Now, I know the teams are going to continue to do it. So here's what I'm asking. If you're in the local media for a team that does an introductory press conference, don't go. Now, don't make a big deal out of it. I know you have to maintain relationships with the team, but don't go. We're not missing anything. And maybe if you stop going, they'll stop having them. It's not about winning the press conference. It's about winning playoff games. Those are the press conferences we want to cover. The ones after the coach wins a playoff game, or two, or a conference championship, or a Super Bowl. Those are the ones where things are actually said of significance. Not the introductory press conference. Stop going. Maybe they'll stop having them. Waste of everyone's time. And trust me, the head coaches don't want to do it. They don't. Less work for everybody. Just make the announcement, get to work, start winning games. Don't tell me how you're going to win games. Show me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford and dedicated to the memories of Richard Daly and Steve Meixel. We'll talk to you next time.